With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Steel Wars call-in show. I am Gideon Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And for the next 45 minutes or so, we'll be talking the week's Star Wars, and of course, taking your calls. The lines are now open. We've already got a couple of people raring to go. And if you'd like to call in, it is 646-668-8360. If you are not in America, you can Skype in and you just have to add a plus one to that number. And then you can join us. The chat room is bustling. Good morning, afternoon, or night to everyone there chatting. All the Australians seem to be bragging about the weather. So very competitive there. Sorry to everyone in the Northern Hemisphere about that. And my co-host today is the great host of the awesome podcast, The Star Wars Report. Welcome to Steel Wars, Riley Blanton.
Steel, dude, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, I'm not sure what's going on, but on Twitter, I'm hearing a lot of talk about your Australian impression. Is this some... Are you racially vilifying me over the internet? What's going on?
Me? Would I do that to you? And I'm going into my Saw Gerrera here. Yeah, so I feel like I have to give some background on this.
Okay.
Once upon a time, New York Comic Con happened, and I ran into this amazing, hilarious, and awesome Australian fellow. And I promptly asked him to go on my live podcast from the floor at the Tops booth, like 2 hours later. I'm like, dude, you're on the show. And he was like, sure. And he did. And then, yeah, I'm already hinting at it, aren't I? And he did, but here's the important thing. You were so popular. We got so many tweets and emails from this awesome, crazy Australian fellow who was so enthusiastic about Star Wars that there was a particular moment, and I think we were kind of in it, like in the midst, in the heat of the podcast, of the live show at the floor of New York Comic Con, and there's a little side joke that I don't even know if you noticed, Steele, but you said something about, you asked a now famous question, if you're a listener to the Star Wars Report, and that question is, have you seen the trailer? At which point during the show, I just said, have you seen the what? As I'm totally trolling you to say the word trailer again. And literally the entire Star Wars Report for the subsequent weeks leading into Rogue One on the show is our running bit that everyone in the chat, ever you would come up, it's just, have you seen the trailer?
That's not a trailer, mate. This is a trailer.
I know. It was, I were terrible, and 1,000 apologies. # sorry, not sorry.
That's all right. It's nice to be remembered, and, you know, imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery, and all those are sort of old sayings. I should point out, for the new listener, this is the Steel Wars call-in show. We also have, every Tuesday, the classic Steel Wars episodes where I interview someone of interest to Star Wars fandom. And this week, I did one with Artie Shaw, who is the motion body double for Maz Kanata in The Force Awakens, also played a Gonk droid in The Force Awakens and Rogue One, and was also the stand-in for Rook Raccoon on Guardians of the Galaxy. So that episode is up for your persuasal, yeah. There's something that I have to backtrack on. I did some research. We did this, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Someone mentioned there was a theory going around, Riley, that when the four Jedi come to arrest Sheev in Revenge of the Sith, that he lets, when he does his little yell, he does a thing called a Force Scream. And are you aware of the Force Scream, Riley?
I am aware of the Force Scream tangentially, but it's a conversation that I remember having, like, with my friends back in, like, junior high. I remember that being a discussion years ago about whether or not that was a Force power or just a freaking wicked awesome noise coming from his mouth. But this is, like, a thing now.
Well, someone brought it up on the show. I can't remember sort of how they actually quizzed us about it. But anyway, it got brought up as a topic in the show. And it made me feel sick. I felt faint. The blood went off my head. And I sent off a tweet to the hive of knowledge that is Pablo Hidalgo about this Force Scream. I was very nervous as I sent send because I was, you know, you don't, sometimes it's best if you not to ask a question if the answer is going to upset you that much. But I went ahead with it, and he did come back with me to me with a very puzzled response. And after a few back and forth, he did confirm that the Force Scream is fan fiction, and all is well in the Star Wars universe. I feel so relieved.
So you sounded worried about it. Because that's a risky, risky proposition. When you go to the Pablo, the fount of knowledge may reward your theory or may rent it mute and undeserving. So it's a scary proposition sometimes.
Yeah, there's some things that I read, these Star Wars theories and things that people have added to scenes with their own sort of headcanon that definitely worry me. So I was very happy to find out that the Force Scream, and the theory was that he did this Force Scream and that disoriented the other Jedi. That's why he could kill them so easily. And Pablo actually said to me, I just recalled, he goes, a more apt reason might be that only one of the Jedi was a stuntman, and that's why the battle was a little bit flaccid. So sometimes you just have to take that real-world explanation.
Yeah, Lev boy, just like really feeding the world building there, Pablo.
No, I like that. Like with the you know, there's that infamous scene that, you know, drove me insane with Chewbacca and Leia, how they, you know, they don't acknowledge each other at the end of the Force Awakens. And, you know, I would desperately wanted the hug. And then people come up with these things. It's like, it's the Wookiee process. And I'm happier with the J.J. Abrams exclamation of just like, yeah, I messed up. I messed up. There's no need to make a comic or a backstory or anything about this. I just messed up. Let's deal with it and move on. So,
I'm of two minds. Like, I totally agree with you on one hand because it gets so out of hand, but then also equally the other side of my brain gets so flustered with the, I want to start a movement, Steele, and that's the movement needs to be the let's let everybody just have their theories movement. You know what? Just let everybody just go wild. Just this libertine universe of Star Wars fan theories. The crazier, the better. You do you, boo. Just go nuts. And you know what? We just don't shut down anybody. Let's just let it go.
Man, I admire your inclusive ideals, but that sort of stuff doesn't sell T-shirts, buddy.
Fair enough.
you know, no one's going to buy a T-shirt that says, Your Snoke theory is accepted in the fandom. That's not going to move at ease.
This is fair enough. That is a good point. Available at the Steel Wars shop, right?
Yes, steelwars.com. Very good, very good. So we've got a couple of people on hold. We'll just go over a few little things in the news. We've got the Rogue One Blu-ray. That is rumored for March 28th. And let's really hope we get that commentary on the first version. I actually, not too long ago, went out and got the 3D Force Awakens for the JJ commentary, and I found it very satisfying. Possibly the best Star Wars commentary for a movie. I really didn't like the original trilogy's soundbite edits with everyone was in different rooms. That really irked me. So I really hope we get a nice, thick offering of extras.
To say, to this date, I have not taken the time to listen to the JJ commentary because I just bought the original Blu-ray and it just never really kind of came across my desk. So like, I remember when they made the announcement, I was like, oh yeah, I should do that. And to this date, I still haven't. I've got to take the time to actually listen to what he has to say.
Yeah, it's really good. It's quite good. And it's it's full of the JJ Abrams cadence of talking.
Where
it's like talks really fast and then sort of at the end of the sentence slows down for the poignant point. And we've got the untitled Han Solo film that is filming, and Chris Miller put up on Instagram or some sort of social media a picture of the clapper with codename Red Cup, which of course is a reference to the high school film style red cups that are called Solo cups, I believe, in your fine country.
Never heard of it.
And of course, he had the in joke of Han first shot. So,
so many puns. That's pun overload.
Yeah, well, I think get it all out now, so you don't need to use any in the actual film. And very exciting that we had a photo from actually one of my favorite places to eat in Los Feliz in L.A. of Donald Glover and Billy Dee Williams having a bit of a Lando powwow, much like the Han Solo powwow a few months ago or a month ago. I just can't understand how do people not faint seeing two Landos chatting to each other? That is so weird.
I'm surprised the city of Los Angeles can take that level of... And you know what? Here's the thing. People, just to briefly interject, because I know this can be a whole discussion and we don't want to park on here too long. But if you have not seen, and yes, I'm biased because I live in this city, but if you have not seen the first episode of Atlanta that was produced, acted, and starred by Donald Glover, you will not have an appreciation for the man's dramatic chops that I really hope we see, because, man, I'm ready to be done with the robot chicken Lando. It was funny while it lasted, but I want the Lando who realized his gravest mistake and then turned around and saved his friend at the beginning of Return of the Jedi. And I think Donald Glover can be that guy.
Yeah, Lando has sort of fallen into this pit of parody where, you know, with all the, you know, the sort of cult 45 and all that stuff. So it will be good to get some serious yet suave Lando Calrissian on the big screen.
You guys, the wait is over. Pre-orders are now open on SteelWars.com for the reprint of the now legendary Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt. Be the most amusing disgruntled nerd at your local science fiction convention, Star Wars celebration, or just amongst family and friends when you're shaking your head at how much their Snoke Theory sucks. And along with that, we have got the reprint of the Luke Skywalker Have You Seen Him t-shirt in a new limited edition color, the Mendo t-shirt, paying tribute to his immeasurable power. And stop the presses. We have a new Yub Nub t-shirt, paying homage to one of the greatest skateboard graphics of all time. I'm in love with this. I can't even describe it. You have to get to steelwars.com and click on that store.
We've got three people on hold. If you want to jump on the line, it's 646-668-8360 at a plus one if you are Skyping in internationally. Let's go to our first call. It is 714. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Nick from California.
What do you got for us, Nick?
I was just wondering, and I wasn't sure if you had explained this before or anything, but what would you say is your favorite new expanded universe thing, like a book or something like that?
Ooh, Riley, where do you stand on the new universe?
I am a terrible person to ask in the best way. Let me explain. I have this weird thing. It's kind of called, I thought of a very snarky thing to say, but I'll be more polite. I have trouble a lot of times with the way Star Wars fiction is written, and I was really hoping that there would be some significant differences with the new canon, and they suffer very much often from the same disconnect from the core film. So when it's not directly connected to the film saga, it's very hard for me to get into it. So that's a long way of going about saying that I have literally stopped and not finished almost every new canon novel. Though, so to the best way I can answer your question is the one I got the furthest into before I gave up, which I know sounds terrible, but that's Lost Stars. Lost Stars is really well done. And a lot of that also is just like my schedule is absolutely insane, so it's very difficult to get in time to read. But Lost Stars, so I can genuinely give that a thumbs up. And the reason I have not finished it to date is much more time than disinterest, unlike a few other of the new canon. I don't know. What do you think, Phil?
I first of all, I'm very amused by your tantric EU. You're just letting it drag out. You're not finishing any of the book. But I'm a huge Lost Stars fan. I think it was really well written. It was fun to read. I like looked forward to getting back to the book. You know, occasionally they can become a chore, which is probably not a good sign. But Lost Stars, it was a sort of Star Wars book where I was like, I would think about getting, like, I was like, oh, I can't wait. I have to make time today to read more of that book. Like, I really look forward to what happened. It also featured a very steamy love scene in Star Wars, which had me fanning myself. and it's fun as well. And I'm not sure if this is part of its appeal, but it is a bit of a Back to the Future 2 where you get to see famous scenes from the film, sort of how people in a different position viewed those scenes. So that, I think, also adds to it because it's not too, you know, separated from the main canon, the film canon. And I know with the EU, once they got years out from the movies, and there was like, I don't know, it was just very hard to be connected as a Star Wars book. What about you, Nick? What's your highlight of the new EU or the new publishing universe?
I would say probably Catalyst, the Rogue One prequel book.
Okay.
But I'm actually reading Lost Stars right now.
Okay, nice. Have you got up any steamy so action?
Oh, no, not yet, no.
Oh, well, buckle in. Strap in. Draw yourself a nice bath. Put some petals in there, light some candles, and let the romance take hold. just don't Instagram it, okay? But yeah, I am midway through Catalyst. I think I dropped, you know, once sort of Rogue One came out, I sort of lost my drive. I got a bit sidetracked to get back on it, but I was enjoying it, and I know it has had really, really good reviews. So Nick, you're in for a good ride with Lost Stars, man. So enjoy that, and thanks so much for calling in, man.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. All right, on the line we have got 630, which I believe is previous call-in show co-host Tyler Westhouse. Are you on the line?
I am, my friend. How are you doing?
I am really, really good, buddy. What are you thinking about in Star Wars today?
How are you doing, Riley? I can hear you talking.
I'm just saying this wasn't part of the deal. I hang on. No. I'm out of here. That's it. I didn't realize I had
that
to
That was
compete.
My reaction the first time I was on the show, too, when Charlie showed up. So I had to say,
excuse me. It's a tradition now.
So, no. Let's deal with this now. So Riley, he's free to allow any theories into the fandom, but he likes to pick and choose his callers, huh? Yeah, we see where you're
hell,
coming
man?
From, mate.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But any other millennials.
Exactly. I didn't realize I had to compete with the grand poobah of the Star Wars Podcasting Alliance.
Did you just call me the grand poobah?
Maybe.
We're going to have problems if you refer to me as the grand poobah.
Actually, if you're listening, Todd and I have known each other quite some time now, and it's been quite it's been a fascinating time in the Star Wars podcasting world this last year.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You and I have known each other for a long time, but this is actually our first time podcasting together, Riley.
That's right, because it was like La La Land, where so many incredible things almost happened last week on the Star Wars Report. We were supposed to be doing this segment for the awesome charity gala, and they had to postpone it. But how about that? I feel like I'm taking over the show now. but yeah, it's great to talk to you.
Oh, I mean, I'd be happy to talk about it a bit if Steele doesn't mind.
Yeah, no, go for it, buddy.
So we are planning, and by we, I mean a ton of people in the Star Wars podcasting community, including myself, Riley, and Steele. We're planning an event as a memorial for Carrie Fisher of sorts. It's called Drowning in Moonlight, a Carrie Fisher Memorial Gala. It is happening the first day of celebration, that Thursday night at the Rosen Center from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. It's going to be poolside, and we're going to be having a lot of really cool and crazy stuff. The biggest thing that podcast people would probably care about is we're going to have a gigantic, gigantic podcast all-stars panel. And right now, I'm the guy who's helping organize, like, the list for who gets on and everything, and Riley's assisting with that as well. We've got, like, 35 people who are slated to be on this, and that includes, like, authors of Star Wars books. That includes people in the Star Wars community that you probably wouldn't expect to be on podcasts. Maybe some people who actually are at Lucasfilm would be making their podcasting debut. It's going to be a really, really, really fun and crazy event. I know for
you're gonna need a lot of microphones there for 36 microphones.
Here's the thing: we're gonna be having like a rotating panel. It's not gonna be everybody at once. That would be a mess. I'm the podcast and entertainment chair for the event, so I'm organizing all that, and I'm running through my head like, how do we get this to work without it just being an absolute like disaster? But luckily, it's coming along. There's a ton of great people helping organize this.
And how can people, what part of the internet should they be on to find out more information about this?
I would recommend using Google Chrome. It's my favorite web browser. You can go to drowninginmoonlight.com. That's where we have all the information on the site. There are links to buy tickets there. And you can follow the event updates at Carrie Gala on Twitter. It's spelled how it sounds. No spaces, no underscores. And you can also follow me at T Westhouse, because I'm going to be posting some updates pertaining to the podcast hub as well. But the three people who are talking on this show right now, I'm pretty sure are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm there, buddy. I'm there.
Allow me to just additionally comment Like, here's the deal. All right, listen up. I'm speaking to anyone within the sound of my voice. If you're going to Celebration, there's all kinds of stuff. There's the 501st party. There's all kinds of parties, gathering shows, all kinds of great things going on the different nights. There's the big Disney event. There's all that stuff. But there's only one chill, and I'm talking chill, event where you can go, where we're going to have incredible music, dancing, hanging out together, like real quality time, just hanging out with the Star Wars fan and podcasting community, which is just, it hasn't ever happened to the degree that it is finally happening now. And I'm so glad that there's actually a great cause to bring us all together. So it's just going to be a great time for everyone to just hang out together. There's not going to be any kind of, there's no loud music. You won't have to be trying to hear yourself think. It's just going to be an actual real time to connect in person with some of the people that you might follow and talk to on Twitter, but that's nothing compared to actually having time to get together. And it's a great deal, and everything, all the proceeds go to charity. So I, dude, I'm so excited, and I'm literally just showing up, having a good time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guys like Tyler, Amanda from Tashi Station, there's a ton of effort going into making this thing great, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic event. I mean, when I made the decision to start doing stuff on my own in the podcast community, this is the type of thing I really wanted to do, things that could bring the community together, things that had a purpose. The event's going to be a blast. I can't go into specifics about this portion, but I can tell you it is worth the $40 admission. It's all going to charity. For the potential giveaway stuff we have, I'm part of the chat where we're talking about what's being given away. It is absurd what we are giving away. There's some amazing, amazing stuff to the point where I'm jealous and I just want to steal it, but I'm not a bad person, so I'm not going to do that. There's some amazing stuff that we're giving away as giveaways. We're going to have special, I don't know how to speak. We have special Carrie Fisher themed drinks. If you want to get super, super drunk, you're going to be able to do that. It's a 16-plus event. There will be profanity. I imagine somebody on the 35 panel, like, plus podcast, is going to get a bit raunchy because it's in honor of Carrie. So don't bring your kids.
Fair warning.
Yeah.
Tyler, thanks so much for giving us the lowdown. We'll have to get you back on as a co-host sooner than later. And we'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'll be listening in. So don't talk bad about me. I'll hear it.
I won't. Thanks, Tyler. We've got a few more people on hold. We've got about 16 minutes in the open lines, and then we'll go into the support program. We have got 201. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
This me? Oh, hi. This is Rob. What's up?
Robbo. How you doing, buddy?
One of these days, you're going to know who 201 is.
I actually just direct messaged you on Twitter asking if that was you, and you didn't reply. So don't blame me, buddy. What's on your mind today, Robbo?
I don't know. I was actually going to talk about Lando again. So I thought it was pretty cool that that you saw that picture of Billy Dee and Mr. Glover.
It's so great.
Billy Dee is looking pretty good. He's like 79 or something. He was born in, I think, 1937. So, yeah, when you think about it, he's been around. I was actually just looking up as much as I could learn about Billy Dee Williams today. I was really curious.
As well you should.
He's been in a lot of, he was in a lot of stuff before he was in Star Wars, but I was thinking, like, do you think that, like, do you think, because we didn't really get around to this last time, but, like, what the probability is of bringing Lando back? Like, is Billy Dee just too old, or? I don't think so, but, like, there's no, I can imagine if they do bring the character back and bring, you know, Billy Dee back into the role, that they'll, it'll be like a one and done type of thing. Like, there'll be no, because, you know, you don't know. Like, you hate to think about these things, but, you know, 79 is pretty old, and, you know, you don't, who knows what, how long he's going to remain healthy. But he looks really good. It just feels weird thinking about that. But these are kind of like morbid decisions you have to make when you're writing these stories for these legacy characters.
Yeah, putting aside, you know, the health and the age, I guess the main thing is if there's a story device for Lando to come back into it. I know he's appearing in the final Chuck Wendig novel. Is that Empire's End? I think that might be called it. But that's, mm-hmm. they just put out an excerpt on that. I don't know. Chuck Wendig's got this strange penchant for Star Wars references. I Lando gets back to Cloud City with Lobot and says, "Lobot, we're home." And I was just like, "Why do you?"
That's not a thing, is it? No,
it is a thing.
Lobot is not necessarily Lando's Chewie. You know, like Lobot could just be Lobot. Like he doesn't. He might. I always figured before, you know, they had that.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to say, take a moment to appreciate that you are making the Rey argument right now with Lobot. Why does Lobot have to have any parents? Why does Lobot Lobot have to be Obi-Wan's
Lobot,
son?
Lobot. I always figured he just came with Cloud City. Like when Lando took it over, like Lobot was just there and he serves like whoever's.
So you think he's like Cloud City's Apple TV remote?
Yeah, like he's just there. Like when you like, you know, he's whoever is the king or, you know, the administrator, I guess, is like he serves that person. So like,
tell me this, though. Tell me
over,
this.
He would, yeah.
This is what I want to know. Star Wars, it's one of the most merchandised licenses of all time, undisputable. And you know, they've just been bought by Disney, another powerhouse in licensing and global marketing. Where is my Lobot-themed Beats by Dre headphones? Where they
at? Yeah! They have the R2-D2 headphones. Why not Lobot?
Yeah, I can just imagine, like, how they advertise that. Like, it just turns out, like, he takes them off, you know, and it just got these sick beats going.
To be honest, you know, we don't need Dr. Dre. We just need DJ Elliot to be the spokesman.
I might not be cool enough to catch that one, but
no offense to anyone, but I will take Dr. Dre over DJ Elliot.
Oh, come on.
I don't remember anything that happened in popular music after like maybe like 2003. So.
Oh, DJ Elliot, like the Star Wars Celebration DJ. So
yes.
As a tie-in, Dr. Dre got sued by THX for using the THX, that drop noise, that boom, at the Chronic 2001. So he has a dubious relationship with Star Wars or Lucasfilm.
I did not know that.
But what an honor it would be to have a dubious relationship with an original member of NWA. So that's the sort of relationship you need.
What kind of story would you bring Lando back for if you're going to bring him back like 30 years after the fact?
Well, that's a good question.
I would think it would be something along the lines of they need resources and Lando's the guy that can hook them up or put them into contact. You know, to get some more ships or some weapons or some, you know, some information. Like, we don't really know what Lando is up to in this era of Star Wars history. So that would be my look. That's what I'd sort of think.
I'm all about the wizened, aged, but yet fallen evil gangster. That's what I would go for. Like, fell on really hard times and had to depend on his oldest and worst instincts and sacrifice all of his friendships and fell so deep in with the wrong people that he's only able to use his charm to salvage his way through the underworld, becoming a crime boss that fights off Hutt.
You think he killed the Hutt vacuum?
Yes. See, now we're talking.
What's the name of thinking about it the whole time? It's like, if these guys bump this Hutt off, I might just have to slide in there Lando style, Lando things up a bit.
Exactly, like the mask he's wearing in Return of the Jedi, when he like tilts down to look, that's exactly what he sees. Like, you know, I could run this place pretty well.
Yeah. I see some serious staffing issues here. I think I could take care of that. You know, you're good to your people. They'll come back to you.
Hey, Robbo, we've got one more caller so far, so I'm going to put you on hold for a sec, and then we'll come back to you and chat to you in a little bit.
Yay, thanks.
All right, hang out. Robbo is always a fixture in the bonus section.
The Steel Wars podcast is back on the road, touring around Australia. Brisbane, we are back at the Bright Side on the 4th of March. Adelaide Fringe, we are live podcasting on Saturday afternoons, the 11th and 18th of March. And all that week, I'm doing my new show, Steel Saunders the Enthusiast. Then, Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we have three Steel Wars live podcast Saturdays in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and I'm doing a limited run of 10 shows of Steel Saunders the Enthusiast. Tickets are going relatively fast, so get in quick at steelwars.com.
So let's go to 801. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Evan from Utah.
Evan from Utah, what are you thinking about in the Star Wars galaxy today?
Oh, man, so many things. Well, first of all, Celebration. I'm way excited, except for I'm not going to go, so.
Come on. Evan, you got to go, man. We've had this conversation.
I know. But about Celebration, like, do you think there's going to be an Episode 8 trailer that's going to drop at all?
Is there? He asks. Is there going to be a... You know what? You're going to be asking yourself at the end of that Thursday. You know what you're going to be asking yourself, Steel?
What?
Thank you so much for watching me. Have you seen the trailer? <All right>. Suckered in.
Wow. Wow. Here's the deal. There's definitely... There is no doubt that Star Wars Celebration is going to open with a panel that's going to show the first Episode 8 teaser. I think that is a very safe bet. But, Will, in this trailer, Luke Skywalker, Jedi Master, will he ignite the green? That is the question that keeps me up at night and wakes me early in the morning.
I don't know. What do you think, Evan?
The question. You know what? I think he will ignite the green. At the very end of the trailer, kind of like in Rogue One, the Vader turn, the big reveal at the end. But there's one tidbit that I have been thinking about with this whole trailer business. And it says, I won't be able to see Episode 8 until 2019.
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, no. I know.
You might have guessed. I mean, I'm from Utah. So, you know, there's lots of Mormons in Utah, and I happen to be one. I'm very proud of it. But I'm going to go on a little religious missionary excursion for 2 years, and that covers the Han Solo movie and Episode 8. So... 2019, I'll have some catching up to do.
Listen, so what happens there? Where do you go?
I could be called to Australia. I could be called to Georgia. I could be called to pretty much anywhere.
Okay, yeah, and part of that, you won't be able to see the movie because of that.
Right, yeah, there's rules that you can't go to movies and you can't do certain things, so I'll be completely cut off, basically.
Yeah, because, like, and just, Evan, you're not keeping yourself, see as a religious fellow myself, it's a fascinating, but truly, I'll tell you what, two things. One, it's a very commendable thing to it's 2 years of service, right?
Right.
And so I absolutely commend you for using your faith to go help people and be totally committed to that for that period of time. Also, man, even though I consider myself a religious guy, that sounds hard. I'm thinking to myself of like, if you, there are a few ways that a higher power could test my personal faith, Steel. Whether or not I could see the next Star Wars movie opening night. Like that, forget any trials and tribulations you'd read in the Old Testament. Like that would be my personal hell.
That is commendable. And it's how weird is it going to be to, like, when that, like, having, like, this gamut of information, like, that is very interesting. You have to get in contact with me when you're about to, when you're off, when you can watch the movies again, because it would be so weird just to skip all that, like, that time, that Star Wars input, and then come back to it, and you've got two movies lined up, ready to go.
That is something that I haven't really thought about. I mean, I've thought about missing the 2 years, but I haven't thought about, you know, missing the movie releases, the fan reaction, the TV shows, the books, the everything, and then coming back and just having it all, like, pour over me. Because, let's see, what was it, like, last summer when Riley, you went to boot camp for, like, a month, and it kind of, that's kind of like a microcosm of what's going to happen to me. I mean, everything's going to be...
I am such a baby because, like, I went 30 days without a cell phone at Air Force basic training last summer, and you know what? It was hard, right? I am a true millennial, and I am very attached to the world of Twitter and live events. But man, to miss the Star Wars movie, I do commend you, Evan. That is commitment.
Well, we've got about a minute of the main show, so if you wanted to call in now and then you can listen through into the bonus area. Evan, you hang on there and we'll talk to you after the break. Funnily enough, on that similar sort of weird experiment thing, I'm doing a podcast on Wednesday. I'm taking someone to see Rogue One who loves popular culture and films but has never seen a Star Wars film. So I'm going to take him to see what he thinks of Rogue One, never seeing another Star Wars film. Riley, let the people know where they can find the Star Wars Report on the internet.
Oh, absolutely. It's super simple. If you want to hear an hour of fun Star Wars talk where we talk about what you're already talking about, all you have to do is go to StarWarsReport.com/about. And that's our introduction right there. You can find out everything you need to know as far as what the show is and where to find us and how to follow us. StarWarsReport.com/about.
Awesome. We are going through into the bonus time right now. So let's put on the little music to signify that. Oh, yeah. Into the bonus section we go. Feels good. Feels relaxed. So, Evan, if you don't mind me asking you, what's the, like social media and TV and stuff? Is that part of your sort of two-year mission, or you're allowed that as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, no, you're pretty much cut off from the internet completely. I mean, you can email your family once a week, and you can write paper letters, but as far as social media and things like that for entertainment, you just have to let that go away for 2 years.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that super fun live call-in show with Riley Blanton of the Star Wars Report. Make sure you check the Star Wars report out if you haven't already. And I think I'll be popping up on that sometime next week. Next week's live call-in show will be an hour earlier than normal. I'm back in LA, so I'm just testing out a new time. So if you are on the American West Coast, that'll be 5 p.m. Friday night. East Coast, you're at 8 p.m. Australia, Melbourne and Sydney, that is 12 p.m. 12 midday. 12 midday. Is that p.m. or a.m.? It's p.m., I think. Yes, p.m. But let's all agree, it's midday. And if you were one of the delightful people who are a Steel Wars supporter, you would be listening to the bonus time supporter section, another 45 minutes. Now, things get really interesting in this supporter section because Riley got cut off, and then we had sort of another podcast altogether with our previous guest, Emily Lind, and Robbo joins us. He's back on the line, and we have a really cool Star Wars discussion. It's like a total other podcast. So just one of the perks of being a Steel Wars supporter. If you don't know, it is $3 Australian a month. It's $2, about $2.20 American, and you get bonus exclusive shows that are totally exclusive, like the listener Q&As and the Making Steel Wars podcast, which we just recorded the third episode of, going through two hours plus on the history of the Star Wars Special Edition with myself and MakingStarWars.net's Jason Ward. We tell some, what I'm hearing, the feedback, some very funny stories of when we were fans at the time, and then rate and review each and every change to the classic Star Wars films in the Star Wars Special Edition, which is celebrating 20 years. And you also get an exclusive RSS feed with ad-free shows, which I know people really appreciate. And to sign up, all you have to do is go to steelwars.com and just hit the supporter or Bandcamp links. As I mentioned in the mid-episode promo, pre-sales are now up for the next batch of Steel Wars t-shirts. We have got the amazing skateboarding slash Endor themed Yub Nub t-shirt, which I am absolutely in love with. And these t-shirts are screen printed. There's six screens, front and back, and all this digital printing. These prints will last for years, and it is printed on the highest quality AAA oil style apparel 1701 t-shirt. That's a ring spun t-shirt, tube cut, so no side seams. I know a lot about t-shirts, all right? I have a lot of experience, so you are getting the top shelf cotton, printed with the finest Star Wars tribute prints you can find. So we've got Your Snoke Theory Sucks, we've got Yub Nub, we've got a few Wear Home t-shirts that are left. I'm not sure I'm going to reprint them. We've got Mendo tees and a new batch of the Luke Skywalker Have You Seen Him, which we're going to do in a new color and in white as well. And I'll put together a multi-deal as well. So if you want to grab, a few tees, so you've got a fresh, hot looking Star Wars t-shirt for each day of celebration, say, that'd be looking good. I'll tell you one thing about getting these t-shirts is you are going to meet fellow Steel Wars listeners in lines and at fan events. People have sent me photos of, like, I met this guy because I had this t-shirt on. So that's a cool little bonus to having a super sweet Steel Wars t-shirt. They're on pre-order now at steelwars.com. If you are in Australia, we've got live shows on sale. Adelaide Fringe, Brisbane at the Brightside, and the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We are, of course, a part of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. So make sure you are visiting daily makingstarwars.net. That's where the news breaks, you guys. The leaks, the rumors, and just general release Star Wars news. That should be your one-stop shop. Hit the podcast network button and see a gamut of top shelf Star Wars pods, featuring tons of guests from that have been on Steel Wars before. You got Now This Is Podcasting, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Blue Harvest. All those guys have been on the show before, so I'm vouching for them, guys. Check it out. I will be back on Making Star Wars Is Now This Is Podcasting this month. I'm very excited. And I also recorded an episode which was really fun to do of Plumbing the Death Star. And that is an Australian pop culture comedy podcast. And we reviewed Snoke theories. We run the gamut of as many theories as we could slip in, and it was super fun. Those guys are really funny, and it's an awesome podcast. So check out Plumbing the Death Star. If you haven't already, check out our awesome interview with Artie Shaw, who was the motion actor for Maz Kanata, the stand-in for Rocket Raccoon, also a Gonk droid on several Star Wars films. We're getting great reviews about that pod. And tomorrow, on the traditional Steel Wars podcast format, I will be interviewing Ben Vanel from the Filthy Casuals video game podcast. And we talk Star Wars and tons of Star Wars video game memories. The feed will be chock full this week of Steel Wars goodness for you. But if you're a supporter, there's even more. You would not be listening to this. You'd be listening to me and Emily and Robbo talking wars, you guys, right now in the extended version. But you're not. It's my high-pitched voice doing its silly sales pitch. What a bummer. Never forget how much I appreciate you sharing the podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Star Wars forums, all that good stuff, and writing a sweet 5-star review. It fills my heart with warmth, and it's great to be appreciated. Trust me on that. May that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.